Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's Definition and Structure drafting team call on Wednesday, the 29th of August, we have Cheryl Langdon Orr, Holly Raich, Carlton Samuels, Rudy Vansnick, Darlene Thompson, Natalia Enciso, Sala Tamanei-Koimaro, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Alan Greenberg, Eduardo Diaz. We have apologies from Sintra Suknanan, Renalia Abdul-Rahim, Tijani Benjema, Yauvi Atahun. From staff, we have Matt Ashtiani, Sylvia Vivanka, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also just please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes, and I hope I haven't left anyone off the roll call. Thank you. Over to you.
Thank you. First of all, welcome everybody. The purpose of this call, and I'm going, now that we've got through the 2 minutes of roll and apologies, the purpose of this call is to bring us all back to what this particular drafting team is supposed to be doing and to get in everybody's mind what we are doing and most particularly what we are not doing, some kind of order in which we are doing the tasks that we have to get done before Toronto, otherwise Cheryl is going to get out her gun and shoot us, possibly get into some details that's not going to include definitions at this stage, set up a kind of how we're going to do the tasks, and this is going to be particularly the pen holders, two of which are on this call, and note that what we do has to fit in with what everybody else does, because there are three other teams and we're only doing a quarter of the work. Now, what Gisela has very kindly done is I did a bit of an outline as to what the actual structure of the rules of procedure are, really based on, but not necessarily copying, the existing rules of procedure, because in some cases where I look at the rules, I think there are bits and pieces that actually should be elsewhere. So what I've tried to do to open the discussion is to say, this is where I think things fit logically. I'll go through it quickly and then invite comments. I've started off with essentially an introductory section, and there'll probably be a few paragraphs. The first is going to be about, I suppose, generally ICANN, how ALAC fits into ICANN, including the fact that ICANN has some rules that establish ALAC and establish its purposes to confirm the general mission and purpose of ALAC. And in that paragraph, or several paragraphs, a statement about ICANN bylaws and the fact that they take precedence over any rules of procedure in the case of any conflict. I have suggested, but this is just my suggestions, and as again, I repeat, just a starting point for discussion. The next big item for me is actually the ALAC, and I've suggested grouping a lot of things together. The first would be simply its composition, the qualifications for members, how they are elected, and I'm suggesting possibly the metrics could be there. Alan has a problem with the code of conduct. I'm absolutely happy to hurl that out. I'm simply putting that there because it's in our current rules and I was trying to find a home for it. I'm very happy to actually render it homeless. And in the ALAC general section, then have the role, functions, and powers. Now, we can change the order of that, but to me, logically, that was kind of one set of rules that logically fit together. The next was the executive committee. Alan's done a lot of work on this, including its establishment and so forth. Again, that section would have who can be on it, how it's composed, what it does. There are liaisons, again, the sort of who are they and what do they do, how our subcommittees are formed, you know, what are they, and how we can set up new ones, get rid of old ones, and so forth. We can have some kind of working group in there if you want. That's really the it's kind of the first section, which is just all about the main structure of ALAC and some of the other structures. And then I was suggesting the next big item is going to be the procedures. And that's things like the notice of meeting, what happens, the conduct of meetings, the conduct of virtual meetings, the role of the chair. In there I would put participation by, whether you call them observers, participants, individuals, or whatever, I'm totally not fussed, and then how we vote. Now, the elections are scattered through the top. I'm happy to take them out and put them somewhere else. But if people want to raise their hands and just say, look, does that work for people, or would you like another structure? Because I don't want to write anything else until we all agree that that is a structure that can be, that is okay and that can be teased out, or should I just chuck it out and use the structure that Cheryl used to suggest what each team does? And let me just get over to here and hope that everybody has got their hands up. Good. Starting with Salah on top and then Alan.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hello?
Yes.
Thanks. Thanks, Holly. One of the things I'd like to suggest would be to sort of tease out the headers and not really go into the details, things like procedures and whatnot. We should really scrap out at this point, because a lot of the meetings and stuff and whatnot is actually going to be handled by the meetings draft team. And but what would be really beneficial would be to hear from Ellen and everyone else, Carlton and Darlene and those who populate other draft teams, about things that sort of overlap with our work. And that way we can sort of help identify appropriate headers. For now, in the penholders section where you see current headers that have been posted, and that's a draft starting point, those are from suggestions that have come in from the more than 25 comments that have been posted in our wiki space. So if we could throw in the overlaps a bit, that would help to, and you've already identified things like ESA and whatnot, which is really good. But if we could clear that and put it out of the way so that we can sort of quickly finish the whole drafting work, because I don't really fancy myself drafting in Toronto, to be honest. Thank you. Back to you, Holly.
Thank you. Thank you. I think there might be some misunderstanding about what I've highlighted. I have not highlighted what we're going to write as a team. I've highlighted what the four teams have highlighted. And all I've done, which is what I'm really asking about, is does this structure work for the four teams? We are not, definition structures are absolutely not going to write anything that I've identified as being something that people, that other teams are responsible for. So what I really want is, does this structure work? And within that structure, we're going to do some bits which have been identified, but believe me, the bulk of the work is not going to be done by us. I just want to know if this works for everybody, and this is where all of your work is going to fit in. So, yes, I saw your headings, Salah, and yeah, that was where I was headed, but I was going to fill the whole thing out to say, if this is the way it's going to work, and this is the way it's going to fit together, then maybe this is the template that we can all use. And if we don't want to use this, let's actually suggest possible changes or possible reorganization. I just want to know how it's all going to fit together, because it does identify what we're going to do, but it also identifies what everybody else is going to do. Now, Alan and Cheryl have their hands up. Alan was first, and then Cheryl.
Yeah, just a couple of very short comments. And when I look at that, I look at things... statements like composition under, I'm not sure what composition of liaisons mean.
Oh, okay. We can delete it.
regardless, composition of working groups, for instance, I don't think is going to be decided by ESA. The ESA group is deciding on the processes to use to do things, not necessarily who they are doing it to or with. So a lot of these things, you know, are going to be messy, and that's why I've said a number of times, I think once we get all of the working group's contributions, it's then going to take some massaging to make it into a coherent document.
Okay.
And I'm not sure that really we can do it at any earlier stage than that.
Okay.
You know, for better or worse, we've divided this thing into groups to try to divide up the work. And that's problematic. But I think we're going to have to live with that because we, you know, there's no other way to go forward. Thank you.
Okay. Cheryl, you're next.
Thanks, Holly. Cheryl for the transcript. And I'm trying to answer Eduardo at the same time. Couple of things. This is, I mean, the allocations part is just another way of looking at the template that we discussed on our call earlier this week. And it's close-ish, but I'll just need to point out there was a good reason why, at the very beginning, when we were still a committee of a whole, before we broke up into drafting teams, that we thought we'd go in a new, at least three-layer approach, because we had intended to have, in some cases, a high-level reference to something, and then a more detailed scripting and set of limiters and I guess control issues around those things. So, for example, we would perhaps have in that first section, which of course is very much what this drafting team is all about, the fact that the ALAC will work through things like an executive committee or an equivalent term for it, have subcommittees standing and ad hoc, utilise working groups, it makes appointments such as its board, its bylaw mandated liaisons, but also other liaisons and appointments. So you sort of have that as a superstructure, and then in the document there will be some filling down, and I hope whoever that
yeah, sounds like that.
Sort of drilling down and getting to the nitty gritty on, for example, how an appointment would be made or how seat 15 will be organised by selection from ALAC and at large. The reason we didn't want a straight linear, this is very linear, Holly, is because it ends up as a huge shopping list, and people, to be totally honest, tend to sort of go off into a fugue state by the time they get to subsection 47. We were trying to be very different from what are the more traditional rules that we've been operating with, both in ALAC and in other parts of ICANN. So someone could simply look at the first section, the preamble and the introduction, and go, ah, that's what the ALAC is and how it works. If I can just use one metaphor before I give over to others. We, for example, in the GNSO, frequently have the mantra of the GNSO Council is not the GNSO.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So we wanted to get those issues out of the way at a holistic level, and that's very much what this DSDT is all about. And the other thing is, Eduardo, DS is this team, because it's definitions and structures. It's just got the drafting team part off the end. ESA is elections, selections and appointments, metrics, etc. So it's just Holly's shorthand is allocating to different drafting teams. So don't be put off by slightly different terminologies. She's just not put the DT, the drafting team terminology, after it. So,
yeah,
it's not new coming at you. It's the same. Okay, so if we think of it as a drill down, so you can have that's what the ALAC is, because people still don't know the difference between ALAC and at large.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's actually a very good point to pick up, and I think what it highlights is this team is going to the two critical tasks for this team is going to be an introductory section that really covers all of that, and the section just on the ALAC in terms of what's contained in the bylaws as a framework, and then possibly including the executive committee, if nothing else, because Ellen's done all the work. I've got two hands up, which is Sala and Ellen. Sala next.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Thanks. Just very quickly, in relation to, first I'd like to say, Holly, you've done an excellent job. And I think what you've done is you've brought out, and it's good for others from the other drafting teams to also see that, to some extent, to a great extent, that there would be an overlapping in terms of certain things, and it would be good for all the pen holders from the different drafting teams at some point to agree on at least a base structure. And I think the platform that Cheryl created, which is an independent platform from all other drafting teams' wikis, is an excellent place to perhaps start and generate the discussion, although also noting that the critical players in all the three drafting teams that are also in our draft team, so that helps the discussions as well. But the point that I would really like to sort of make would be if we look at the drafting scope of the DSDT, which is us, one of the remits within one of our instructions is in terms of the ALAC structure.
Yep.
And so I think a critical factor would be things like the XCOM, like you'd mentioned. Ellen drafted a few things on the XCOM and that sort of thing. But also other things that things like Jean-Jacques sort of raised. And so I know eventually at some point you'll take us to the current headers in the penholder space, but I thought, because we're having this conversation now, to just raise, if we look at the drafting instructions, one of the things that was sort of pending within the drafting instructions was present and future. I can't remember off the top of my head, but the use of present and future, so how the ALAC is eventually going to evolve. And so even within the ALAC 10-year anniversary, it was really, really fascinating to hear how the organization had sort of evolved in and some of the difficulties that they had and some of the methods that they had to use or implement for that particular season, because they were sort of emerging from infancy. Now it's running. It had to walk. And so because of that, things will have to change, like things like chucking out the code of conduct, which I personally agree with. I mean, it has to be a separate document, or if some disagree, then it can be simply annexed and that sort of thing, with some, you know, or referred to, hyperlink to a standard of conduct, as others have suggested in the past. But one of the things that I would like to bring to the table in relation to our remit, our DSDT remit or scope, would be things like subcommittees. And I'll give it back to you, Holly, and I'll respond to Eduardo in the chat. Thanks.
Thank you. Alan, you still have your hand up. Would you like to talk?
Yes, as soon as I finish typing.
okay.
And if someone can point me to where the template is we discussed earlier this week, I just spent 10 minutes trying to find it on the wiki, and I can't.
Look, I'm so delighted that
if
you
someone
can't
can point me to it, I would really appreciate it. Because if I had it in front of me this very second, it would make it easier for me to say what I was going to say.
Can we bring that up? Matt, can you perhaps bring that up for us, please? Or even put the link into the template?
Yeah,
page?
The link would be fine if someone could tell me where it is. I've really tried hard to find it.
Do you know, there was a link to that in the agenda earlier this week, and it was about item 4 or 5.
There was, and I just went to the ALAC calendar to find out where the agenda is, and it only lists the Adobe Connect pointer.
I couldn't find it that way.
Alan, just on that, can I ask Heidi to just make sure staff don't just do the Adobe Connect link? I know that it's one of the two things that should be there. It should have the meeting page link and the Adobe Connect. Alan, it's to keep people like me happy that the calendar has the Adobe Connect link in it.
It means we
can always get in there. But
but I'd like both. And usually both are there.
I think it's the limitation of only one or other. I think if we can do both, that'd be nice.
Usually they are both there.
Yeah.
This time they weren't. Okay, hold on now. Let me get it up, and then I will say what I was going to say. Thank you, Heidi, by the way. My computer doesn't want to behave.
My fingers don't want to behave.
Cheryl, is that the template that I put in?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay,
I'm not Cheryl, but I just got it up, and it is the correct
one.
I'm going to try to summarize what Cheryl said, and I think the most important mandate of this group is to set the stage for the rest of the detailed sections.
Okay.
It may not sound as substantive as some of the other issues and discussions, but it's critical to be having a useful document in the end.
Okay.
So that's what I think is your primary requirement. Other things are going to fall out, and, you know, the definitions and things like that, you know, some of them you've already worked on or we've already worked on. Some of them are going to come out of the other work, because I think we decided on Monday that, among other things, when we introduce critical, capitalized defined terms, they will be defined in line, and then they have to be echoed in the definition section. But, you know, as Cheryl said, the important thing, or one of the important issues, is to make sure that when people enter this document, they're not immediately confused about what's going on and why is it there and how to find something.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, part of that can't be done until you get the other parts in. And so you're gonna be struggling at the end because you didn't have the luxury of working on things from day one. I'm sorry, I say you, but we, because I am part of this group.
I know. I have to say, Alan, in response, it's been the reason I came up with the structure is that I found it a little bit difficult to describe rules of procedure without having
the rules of procedure.
Having the rules of procedure, you know, it's sort of, I'd like to introduce this document about which I really don't know anything, but this is what it looks like. So you do understand the little bit of a difficulty. Now, I've already done a draft introduction, and Salah has also done some whereases, and I would suggest that between those two documents, it is a stage setter, and I think that what we can do in terms of just the pen holders is to work together to combine the two of those documents into one that covers what originally what I'm hearing from you is the stage setter. The reason that I actually went out with the the bigger outline is I want to have some comfort before we do that, that in fact the things I'm talking about are going to be there.
And I think that is reasonable. And I see Carlton has his hand up, so I'll
my
be very.
My hand is still up as well.
I know.
Okay.
Well, Cheryl's next, and then Carlton, and then we'll just.
I will be very very quick in finishing up. This group has the easiest job and the most difficult job at the same time.
Thank you.
Because, you know, there's not a long wish list, to-do list on particular things to resolve, but it's your responsibility to make sure this is a comprehensible document and people can get into it. And, you know, at the same time remembering this is not the history of the ALAC document, this is the rules of procedure, but you need to set a framework, you need to set the stage. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheryl and then Carlton.
Thank you, Cheryl Lingenhoff, for Transcript Record. Thank you, Alan, for, I think now if I'm going to gild the lily here, setting the stage and creating the framework for what I wanted to say. It's not particularly, I don't need to go back to Holly's framing document, but it's something now we're looking at, for example, Section A, Definition of Structure. If I can just draw your attention to the A4, that ALAC mechanisms, that's hugely important because if I was to walk up to any one of the regional leaders, but certainly the average at-large member, and I would challenge probably half the ALAC existing as well, and ask them what the difference between a work group and a subcommittee is, they couldn't tell me.
Oh, that's going to make
and
our
job easy.
And
they are very different things, right? So that's where you know, that's where you get to know, oh, if I'm in a work group, that's what that means our job is. Oh, if I'm in a drafting team, that's what the job is. If I'm in a study group, that's what the job is. Now, they all have different terms, they all have different durations, they all have different types of mandates, and they're all used elsewhere in ALAC. Sorry, let me say that again. Elsewhere in ICAN, and we need to make sure that they are in some way synchronised with the meaning in other parts of ICAN. But we do have to have them identified and defined for our own purpose as well. What happened many years ago, of course, was even within the two primary support organisations was the development of entirely different nomenclature being used for activities, actions and outcomes between the GNSO and the CCNSO. We have to avoid that because rebuilding those things for a whole of ICANN experience is complicated, usually gets people's backs up and irritability happens and mine's right and yours wrong type arguments happen. So if we can avoid that by this drafting team making sure it captures in something as simple as mechanisms, there's actually some really specific work has to be done, and that's not even an extensive list yet. Thank
you. God help us. Thank you. Carlton.
Thank you, Holly. This is Carlton for the record. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Cheryl, I just want thumbs up on this on that A4 one and ALAC mechanisms because you're quite right. With an ALAC member being a member of a subcommittee or a working group, there are different structures with different pathways back into the ALAC and different methods of working, so that must be recognized. I wanted to, that was half of my thing. I want to move to the Section C, and yep. It talks about motions and resolutions. Remember, this is about process now.
Yep.
And process, it says formal advice and statements of ALAC. That, to me, refers to the process of how you get to that formal advice and statement. But the transmittal of the formal advice when the vote is taken and everything else is a specific task, and that needs to be delineated. I don't know where it needs to be, because if you go down to the bottom, you see where it says just before election...
Which document election, are you talking about, Carlton?
I am looking at the wiki document.
They're all on the wiki.
And they're all in different
Are you looking at what Holly wrote or Cheryl's template?
I'm looking at Cheryl's template, and I'm looking at what Holly wrote too. But I believe what I'm saying is that there was a mention of formal statements and as a part of the process piece in the framework. But out of that process is going to come a document, a specific document, that is called an advice, whether it is a letter or a statement. There is also a method by which it is transmitted to the board.
Okay.
And that needs to be delineated. Because sometimes it depends on what happens. If it's a letter, it goes directly from the ALAC chair. If it's advice to the board, it goes to the board secretary and through the policy team or whatever. That's my understanding of it.
Correct.
This is the kind of thing that needs to be delineated. So I believe that there's a specific treatment of the end product, which is the advice, that must be put in this framework.
Carlton,
are you following me?
Yeah, Carlton, I'm following you very well. I was on an earlier call today where Olivia made the comment, which I can only support strongly. We probably need a document. We need to discuss the actual policy process. I think Olivier was there. That we follow in terms of initiation of issues, response to issues, and those two different things. How do we go from the actual at-large structure raising an issue? How does it go all the way through the ALAC using various mechanisms to something? And there's a variety of processes, but it may not even sit in the rules of procedure. It may be another document. But I think you're hitting on a really important issue, which is what are the processes we as ALAC go through in terms of going through policy and making decisions and those sorts of stuff. I contrast, though, with a comment that I've heard Alan make and read Alan make and Maureen also make, which is we would like these rules to be fairly simple, to be fairly straightforward, to be flexible enough to accommodate new things, and I know we're going to have to strike a balance between detailed procedure and rules of procedure that don't scare people. So maybe that's something we all need to think about. How do we do that? Now, Alan, how do we do that? Because your hand is still up. I think your hand is always up.
My hand is up again, not still.
Oh, still. All right. I didn't see it go down. But you see, that's my not paying attention. Sala's after that.
Thank you. Several comments. First of all, what Carlton is describing is correct. I'm not sure why we're talking about it here, since that's a meetings and administration issue.
Yep.
And thank you, Holly, for your last statement, because that is key. Not every process and rule that we have is going to be in the rules of procedure.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Yes, we need to determine who does things and who holds responsibility so things don't fall through the cracks. They're not all going to be in the rules of procedure. If they are, we will either be using rigid rules which don't apply anymore, which is what we're doing now in some cases, or we will have a document so big that it's scary for anyone even to consider looking at it. We have to put the important things here. It will not be a set of instructions for every staff member and every person doing everything. How you ask the question, how do we do it? I think by applying common sense. And somewhere along the way, we're going to have to define a place where the things go which aren't in the rules of procedure. I guess that's a meetings and administration requirement that maybe we'll have to come up with the name, you know, whether it's the ALAC handbook or something like that, you know, which is, you know, provides a lot more of the detail for new people on how to do things. But it's not all going to be in the rules of procedure, and let's not pretend it is. Otherwise, we're going to have something so unwieldy and so difficult to change that we're going to regret we ever started this process. Now I'll say what I put my hand up for, because I put my hand up when Cheryl was talking about work groups versus committees versus whatever. And she said we have to be careful to be in sync with how the terms are used within ICANN. Cheryl, I'm going to be cruel.
Well,
you are living in a dream world because ICANN specializes in using the same word spelled the same way, sometimes capitalized, with completely different meanings. Consensus is the best example. I once categorized, I think, six different uses of the word consensus, which are at odds with each other and conflicting with each other, but we use them, and we flip between one and the other, and everyone's supposed to understand. The same is true for work groups and other things. So, yes, we want to try to have a good set of definitions, and it would be nice if they're in sync with someone else's, but they're not going to be in sync with everything because we have too many conflicts already. Thank you.
Okay,
Right to reply on that, please, Holly.
Okay. You're next, then we've got Sala and Olivier.
Thank you. No, the reason I had right to reply is, Alan, you're absolutely correct, and you and I have been around long enough to know that you and I have also spent a lot of time, me in all parts of ICANN, and you certainly in the GNSO, trying to rectify that. The CCNSO now, for example, uses reference to the GNSO-defined terminology in its workgroup guidelines, as does the ALAC, to what the variations of a definition of consensus is. So the organisation as a whole is trying to get better. But, for example, you are now only recently seeing the use of work group being more uniform across the organisation. We're starting to see only a few terms, such as a study group is a CCNSO beast, and I've forgotten the word in GNSO now, Alan. The issues document, there we are, issue report is the equivalent in GNSO. So right there, ALAC needs to decide in its terminologies, does it come up with a third thing that does the same thing as a study group or an issues report? Or does it say, we'll use the term study group because it covers what an issues report is, which is the outcome, as well as the creation of it, which in our case is not staff-based.
Just for the record, an issue report is not the same as a study group report. An issue report is a staff function for the GNSO.
May I cut in at this stage because this is getting detailed and
just
we really
second,
want to stay
Holly.
High level?
Alan, I was referring to a GNSO terminology. I doubt that you were.
I'm going to cut this off right now because this is detail and it's actually for another drafting team. We've got Sala.
No, that
VA.
One's not.
Okay, Sala, next.
Thank you. Can you hear me, everyone? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, thanks. Just very quickly, in relation to some of the comments that have just come in, I would suggest what could be done essentially, or perhaps over the next 4 days at least, which shouldn't take long, is we can create a child page on the wiki and allow time for research into other the terminologies that are employed by the rest of the other constituencies, either SOs or advisory committees and that sort of thing. And they can be based on principally, in my mind right now, I can just think of four key questions as to scope. And as Holly rightly mentioned too, in terms of new definitions and whatnot, if this is not actually the time we're going to be firming up on any new definitions. We'll leave it till much later. Cheryl does have a point in terms of it does affect how our structure is going to pan out. If I could suggest, for the purpose of the headers, and Holly is correct, we should stick to the high-level stuff.
Yep.
High-level stuff, it's critical that we don't lose track of this. One of the things in terms of sticking to the high-level stuff is clearly what we're hearing from what Carlton had raised and what Ellen and Cheryl had raised, is that there's things materially arising out of other drafting teams that will affect our structure. And when Cheryl was saying that it's going to affect the terminology of what we use in terms of what type of structure, for example, in the current penholder space, I sort of put subcommittee. But in that subcommittee, I'm referring to the ALEC subcommittee and that sort of thing. And so for now, perhaps we could agree just to propel and keep the momentum going. I suggest in those instances, we can just leave blanks like XX until, you know, until it's determined, until the terminology or whatnot. But I think what it does raise is the need to sort of not pause, I'm not saying pause, but pause in the drafting, but maybe you could spend time in the wiki researching on other terminologies. But back to you, Holly, and I like you in the meeting. Thanks.
Thank you. Olivier?
Thank you, Holly. It's Olivier for the transcript. Just two things. First, I think we've spent quite a lot of time on this.
Can't hear you.
You can't hear me. I think we spent quite a lot of time on this section, and I'm hoping that we'll still be able to move a bit further forward than just talking about this during this call. But
yep.
Regarding the processes and the defining of those processes, if we define too much of our processes, we end up like the GNSO, and sometimes this hinders actual day-to-day business, especially when you just have such rigid processes that make things very complicated indeed. If the processes are not, if there are not enough processes at the same time, it also leaves probably too much to the chair and makes it very difficult sometimes, because you just have to make things up as they go along. And when you have a chair that knows what they're doing, things will go well. And when they don't know what they're doing, things will not go as well as they should. That said, I think that with regards to any official communication, such as statements or correspondence, these need to be defined in one way or other, official correspondence and communication outside of the at-large and the ALAC. With regards to the at-large and ALAC internal processes, the bottom-up system, all of these, it would just take too many pages to describe those, and I'm really concerned that we will then end up in a massive book rather than just rules of procedure. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Now, I've got Salah, you've still got your hand up. You've already spoken. Do you want to say something else? All right, I haven't heard from her. Cheryl, and then I'm going to make a comment, and then we're going to go on with our agenda. Cheryl?
Thanks very much, Heidi. Cheryl for the transcript record. I think what Olivia just said was very important, and I wanted to take the opportunity to perhaps do a short version of it, because not everyone could hear it. I think the concept of having such complexity also gives us a risk of too much rigidity, and that's one of the points that Olivier was making. What is very important is to recognise that we have an opportunity in the section, the beginning section, the definition of structure,
yes,
the framework and the stage setting, which is the terminology that we've used in today's call, to make sure that we don't create a monster. Right? Because if we simply say ALAC works through a number of mechanisms, including but not limited to, and list a few that we already use, then that allows us the option to create something fit for purpose later on. But it means that if someone says, I'm a member of an ALAC standing subcommittee versus I'm a member of an ALAC work group drafting team, that you understand what you're doing, right? And so I think we can, if we take Olivia's points there, give enough future framework for chairs and meeting managers to know what to call things and how to use them without creating a monstrosity. Now, that might mean that, as Dev was pointing out earlier, that we need to have a number of refer-to documents. And that's okay too. That's fine. That's the difference between knowing how to fly a plane and having access to a full flight manual. There are occasions when you've got to look up the big book. Now, in our case, the big book is a wiki, which makes it actually easier, providing the search terms are okay, and that we do actually have the linkages properly put together, because as Alan pointed out, he had enough trouble today even finding the template document that we'd only worked on, I think, 72 hours earlier this week. So we do need to make sure that in our rules document, that what is referred to or appended, such as when Heidi suggested the flowchart of the policy development process for ALAC statement versus anything else is probably a useful thing. But we shouldn't rewrite it. It exists. We simply need to know it exists and reference that it exists within our framework. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now, Sala and Alan are the hands up. And then after that, I'm going to say we're only on theoretically items 3 and 4 of the agenda. We have about 40 minutes left. At some point, what I would like to do is hear from the other drafting teams where they are up to, because the action items seem to be, well, this is the definition and structures. But ultimately, all of us do have to come up with text. So if there's any lack of clarification as to where the other teams are up to, if we can have
that's
a little word from them.
That's not the business of this meeting.
No, but I mean, is there anybody who's got any questions about what they're doing? Because this is where, I mean, I'm assuming the other teams are meeting as well and having conversations.
As regularly as this one does, if not a little bit more frequently, yep.
Oh, excellent, excellent. I'm just not seeing anything on the wiki. I looked at the other teams and maybe the text is going somewhere else, so I hope that's correct. We've got Sala. Do you have your hand up?
Thank you. Thank you, Holly. Just very quickly, I know this is something that hasn't been discussed, Cheryl, but it's something I'd like to perhaps suggest, and we don't have to discuss it now, but something that you may wish to perhaps think about, is having two versions. One is a comprehensive annotated version that captures all the comments that can be tucked away in the archive somewhere, pulled out only when necessary, that's footnoted, got all kinds of comments, and they can be the simplified version, where things like I had mentioned, you know, when Holly was sort of saying, in terms of contributing out the overall structure, brief introduction and that sort of thing, where you can keep the introduction brief, but insert some sort of word that's hyperlinked and people can actually see the whereas clauses in terms of historically how instruments came into play and that sort of thing. So those are just brief comments. In relation to rules, comments that I've heard so far that have been made in relation to rules, Holly is right. We are not really looking into rules because that's the remit of other drafting teams. Ours is more to do with structure, although there are overlaps. And Holly's right as well in terms of the need to tease out areas of in identifying specific areas that overlap and which ones we can immediately start working on. And that's my comment for now, but I'll comment on that.
Now, Cheryl, you have your hand up. Do you want an additional comment?
Yeah, I did. I just wanted to make really clear that we, as a committee as a whole, and our whole mandate is to have something that is much shorter, much leaner, much more simple language, much easier to translate and interpret than we already have. And at the moment, we only have something that's got, I think, 25 to 27 sections in it. Most of those sections are under 20... No, most of those sections are under 120 words. So let's not create anything bigger. What we have as the bigger version is, of course, an online world. So let's make good use of the technologies we have so that if you want to go deeper into something, you can go deeper into something, but you don't have to wade through extremely complicated or detailed text when all you wanted to know was the difference between the ALAC and at large.
Okay, now I'm going to intervene here because Rudy's asked quite a very sensible question. Where are we in the agenda? We're actually still in item 3. We have been touching on item 4, which is review of any overlap points. We haven't gone to that because at this stage, this is only about the definition and structures, and we're trying to work through, I think, what the remit is and the extent of the remit. At this stage, I don't think we can identify any overlaps because we are not meeting other than for just the definition and structures. So I think we may have a shortened meeting. At this stage, I think for the definition and structures, we have, at least I have, a much clearer idea of what is wanted, and that is, I suppose, a stage setter with the elements that are there, which would be, you know, the relationship with ICANN bylaws, what at large is, what ALAC is, what its functions are, really set out by the bylaws and its relationship to the ROLOs, and in fact its role in relation to them. The other three teams are going to be fleshing out those details, and it's because they're fleshing out the details that it's kind of hard to write a summary of what you haven't seen, but we're going to do it. It's the other teams that are duties and metrics. The meetings and administration is going to cover a lot of the actual processes, and the other part of the processes is going to be the fourth team, the election, selections, and appointments. So when all of that text is together, probably this team, the definition structures, is going to have to look and see if its overview is correct. If people want a shorter meeting, I'm happy to have a shorter meeting. To me, the action item is for the pen holders, which is Maureen Sala and myself, to go back to look at the text that we've already started to develop and see if it meets the test of, is it the kind of introduction scene setter that has been talked about. Now, does anybody have anything to add about that task and where we as a drafting team should be? And I know, Sala, you've got your hand up. Sala's also said, can we discuss the headers? Now, what we've got in our structure... is Matt there? Matt, can you go to the headers that Sala did? I think it was, I'm not sure if it was in the pen holders section or before that. It may just be in the sandbox, our sandbox.
Well, sure, no problem. I'll upload the sandbox right now.
Okay, thanks.
Holly, Cheryl here. I haven't got my hand up, but while Matt's raising that, it just struck me when I was looking at that section A that we had up before that we may indeed want to make a small header in there, and it could even be a subsection of mechanisms. At no point have we mentioned email lists and online collaboration tools such as wikis. We probably should... as a mechanism of the ALAC, mentioned that, you know, work is done not only in telephonic meetings, occasional face-to-face meetings, but predominantly utilising purpose, fit-for-purpose email lists and online collaboration rules such as wikis. It doesn't need to say much more than that, but if it doesn't say it, then you can be challenged as to why you're even working on a wiki or why you're even working on a mailing list. There could be, for example, the nightmare future where part of the ALAC decided in the absence of such a piece of ruling that it would only ever work face-to-face such as the GAC does. I mean, we don't want to go there, so to avoid going there, say that, you know, we work in all these other ways.
Is that introduction or is that meetings and administrations?
Well, I would suggest it could be validly referred to under mechanisms, and then how it happens. What is a telephonic meeting versus a wiki or whatever? You know, what weighting they have, how they're judged, and what a ruling as to, you know, how agendas are formed, et cetera, et cetera. That belongs in meetings and admin. But the fact that we operate in that way probably can be at a high level. Sorry, I've got a buzz on my line.
Okay. Alan, you have got your hand up.
And it looks like we've got it back, and now Sala's back on the line too.
Hello? Hi. Sala can go first.
Thanks, Alan. Just in relation to the points that Cheryl just raised, if you look at some of the headers that was already prepared, one of it would be meetings and or conduct of meetings. And conduct of meetings can sort of have things like mode, whether it's telephony or whether it's on the wiki, mailing list, and that sort of thing. And again, I would suggest that it's something for the meetings drafting team, and something that they really should be working on. Not us, but Shell does raise a point in terms of it affects us. So when it affects us, what I would suggest for the purpose of aligning ourselves back to our ALEC structure and our remit, our drafting scope, would be to just leave certain areas blank and sort of put a comment to say that we will be linking it to the meeting, whatever comes out of the meeting teams. But really what I would like... Yes, but what I would really like to see, Holly, if you could possibly tease out from the team, would be at least as a productive or key outcome, would be to identify areas that we can all agree, let's leave blank, and wait for other draft teams to sort of fill, which you've already done an excellent work in sort of identifying certain areas. But if we could just come into agreement on some other headers and that sort of thing. And I had asked if it were possible to pull up the pen holders space, and particularly the current headers that are on.
Okay.
And at all times, yes, it's going to be simple. Back to you, Holly.
Matt has very kindly just put in a link to the template workspace, and it makes it very clear that what our job is the scene setter, which is what is ALAC, etc., and ALAC members, the primary role, and a mention of ALAC mechanisms. So we mention that, and then when we come down to meetings and administration, then in fact there's probably that's the space where you would expect the detail to come in. And as well, if you look at the process, we've got standing committees, ad hoc committees, work groups, and so forth. So what the expectations are all in a template, and I would suggest you all have a look at that template, and thank you, Matt, for the link, to make sure that you're all happy with that's where we're going, because that's where we as a team are going. In terms of where we're up to, now I've lost my space. Oh, don't want to do that.
Okay, we can still hear you, Holly. So.
I know, but I'm out of the room. I think I'm out of the room. I am out of the room. I'll have to get back in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Charlotte, while Holly's doing that, do you have that particular space on your screen? Because if you do, copy and pasting the link into the chat might help Matt work out which bit you're referring to.
Yeah. Here we go. I'm back in. Thank you. And let me just mute. Thank you. Okay, now we've gone, in terms of the agenda, we've gone through 1, 2, 3. We've looked at the template. I don't think there are overlaps at this stage, but everybody should have a look at the template and see if they're happy with the definition of what they're doing.
Hi, Holly. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thanks, Holly. My apologies. Matt, I was referring to the sandbox DSDT link. Unfortunately, I don't have it open right now. If you go to the DSDT sandbox and insert that link, right up the top is the pen holders section. The link which... The link which was just posted now is a general brief from our instructors in relation to our scope. But there's sort of a certain thing. How did you manage to find it?
You said it.
So what?
You know,
right.
There's one thing I'd like to say, and maybe there is a place where, and Matt, I don't know how we do this, but have one link that will link us to all of the stuff that's going on. I was just looking at Jacqueline's comment. For the first time, she actually found one of the spaces, and I was also thinking about Alan trying to find stuff. There's a lot going on. It's just really hard to find it all. So... I don't know how that's possible, and maybe we can have a chat offline to coordinate so that everybody can find what it is they're looking for. I'm very conscious of the time and people's time. Is there anything else that we need to do on this call? In terms of the pen holders for the definition and structures, I think we've got to go back and coordinate the texts that have been produced so far, just in terms of the introductory stuff that we've talked about. Definitions we're not going to touch till the end. Is there anything else that we as a drafting team should be doing that anybody else can think of before I just say, look, everybody can get an early mark?
It's Alan. Could I get in? I've had my hand up for about 10 minutes.
Sorry, Alan, my apologies.
Okay. What I was going to say, it's a very short remark, but it was in response to all of the comments on that we need a lean, concise document, which I support 100%. A mechanism that I have used, and in fact ICANN uses it in a number of places, is once we have the lean document, we can then go through it and annotate it, either have a dialogue after each paragraph, or you could put it in a table form of on the left is the text, on the right is the rationale or examples or whatever we want. And keeping in mind that we can do that kind of thing later may encourage us not to put everything we could possibly think of in the text.
Okay. That's a good point.
And just keep it in mind as we're doing it. We don't need to debate it, but it's a mechanism which allows us to not have to put everything in, but know that ultimately it will be available should people need it. Thank you.
Well, in the chat room, you've got plenty of support. I think that's great. Sala, you've got your hand up?
Yes, thanks. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello. Very quickly, because a lot of people have sort of been commenting on the chat that they confused with the volume of information. As we all know, and as Holly has been talking about, we're not touching new definitions now. If people want to know where we are in the scheduling and that sort of thing, you could look into the work plan, which is posted on the main page. And in terms of the most
that was sent out to the DSDT mailing list, that would be the most recent update where we're up to. As you know, we've completed the review of definitions, existing definitions, and while peer review is ongoing until the final document would be ready, the work that Holly is sort of leading us into at the moment is to sort of identify or come into some sort of agreement as to the headers for ALAP structure stemming from the areas of overlap. So with that, I was hoping that Matt had already pulled up the pen holder space.
At this stage, not, but I think at this stage, I've looked at it, Sala, and it pretty well reflects the terms of reference we've got, and at this stage I'm reasonably comfortable that if we follow that, which is pretty close to what I was suggesting anyway, then we will come up with the structure, the introduction section on structure that is being required, that's being sought.
Right. So I think Matt's got it up now. And Holly's given her feedback. It'll be good for the team. So Eduardo, Jackie, Alejandro, and everybody, if you could just give your feedback also in terms of the current structure that the pen holders have sort of put together in the sandbox. And the reason for this is your feedback is critical. And we've tried as best as possible to stick to a drafting scope, not to go outside it. And where in instances where things are bound to be dependent on other drafting teams or overlap, we can sort of easily leave a blank and insert later. But Matt, appreciate if you could keep scrolling down. Thanks. Back to you, Holly.
Okay. Is there any other is there any other comments that people need to make? Because the action items coming from this meeting are totally on us as a drafting team to come up with words that reflect what has been talked about in terms of the setting the stage paragraphs. Any further comments, or I'm going to let people go for an start?
Holly, just I haven't put my hand up, but just as an action item.
That's Cheryl,
like
Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript records, by the way.
Now you've recognised me and I'm able to speak, I will do as I usually do, which is say, thank you, Holly, Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. I think one thing that might help between this meeting and our next is if the output from the pen holders on whichever bits of definitions that you're going to be doing, if that could, we have a dedicated mailing list just for the members of this drafting team. If you could put a mail out to us that says we've just updated terminologies about mechanisms, or we've just updated some draft text on what ALAC is versus at large, doesn't matter what it is, insert topic here, and that will get our attention to the wiki space where you've got it, and allow us to do the online comments, and then when we come back together we can sort of agree or modify depending on how the discussion goes. I just think what's happening at the moment is we're only doing things when we're on the teleconference, and we're all very busy, so perhaps if you can not just assume that we will be going to the wikis to check it, but just push us to any new text that you want us to have a look at and comment on. I think that would be helpful as well. Thank you.
Thank you. My other comment is I have looked at the other working spaces and I don't see any text at all. Now, I'm... As I said to
I answered that in the chat, Holly.
Okay.
So if you want to go back through it, I'm happy to. This DSDT, has reams of text, including stuff that's relevant to everyone else, because you were the first ones that basically, yeah, you know, grabbed all the comments about everything and slammed it on your space. If I went through and culled out what's not relevant to you, you'd have a lot less as well.
Yep.
But where the outcome of other drafting teams is held is in the records and the notes of each of their meetings. The reason each team has now been given a sandbox is to encourage them to use this mechanism that you're currently using, and so there should be more parity. But the main game now is to get things into the template. So they,
yes,
should go from your pen holders in whatever way you want to deal with it, however you want to deal with it. Get consensus agreement from a drafting team. That probably will happen in a sandbox, but it doesn't have to. But it has to end up in the master template.
Excellent. And that's a message to everybody, that please fill in your own spaces so we can all see where everybody else is up to. Okay, now I'm going to let everybody go, and we will be talking soon, unless anybody has anything further. Salah, do you have a final comment?
Can you hear me? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
We can hear you, Salah. No, we can't now.
Can you hear me again?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Very quickly, we could get consensus what's in the pen holders in terms of the way it's moving, in terms of the draft headers. And I know it's not final and whatnot, but if people are happy to to have consensus reached via the mailing list, we would be happy with that as well, or on the wiki. But I would thought just to get a general feedback over what's on the pen holder thing, because it's not until we all arrive at consensus where we can then transport some of the things into the main space which Cheryl was referring to. And so I would assume that with the definitions people have given in their comments, people have peer-reviewed it, it's still ongoing, and that's something we can import into the main space.
No, not yet. No, please.
Okay,
no.
Then let's
no.
but for now, in terms of the headers and that sort of thing.
Salah, I'm now, Cheryl for the record, I'm now actually confused because you've got so many headers in so many spaces that have been referred to. If you would be so kind as to tell us, are you referring to the headers as listed in the master template and that correlate to Holly's listing on the framework document she put up that belong to the DSDT, or not? Because I'm not sure what headers you're now referring to.
I'm referring to the headers within our sandbox.
Your sandbox, which is what is on screen now, has way, way, way too many definitions. That's
absolutely
half a glossary. And so the answer to that would be no, you won't get consensus. But
okay,
if you're talking about the leaner list, then, you know, put that to the mailing list and you might get consensus. But because the sandbox has so much in it, I'm not sure you'll get people to agree yet, because they're not sure what they're going to be agreeing to. Are they agreeing to all the whereases, or are they agreeing to sections 1.1 to 1.3.2?
All right. I suppose I wasn't clear, and yes, there's a lot of ambiguity, and given the volume of information not only on the wiki as well as on the mailing list as well as in the sandbox, I think what I was referring to consensus on was what I'd referred to the beginning of the meeting as one of the wish lists as an outcome of this meeting would be to have some sort of consensus on the skeletal component of the structure within the remit. So not so much the details as in what's going to be worded in it,
but just the headers, because from the headers, then we can begin to plan our way forward. But if the headers are not done yet, and I'm not referring to the elections team headers, but I'm referring to ALEC structure headers. And as a starting point, we've sort of put what's on the sandbox. And just a note of clarification, it's not my sandbox, it's all our sandboxes. And back to you, Holly.
At this stage, I think rather than seeking consensus on that, because what you've got in your outline is pretty much what was outlined in discussion, which is the components of the kind of scene setting definition, the structures part of the definition and structures, I'm pretty comfortable that everything that we've got there is what is expected of the team. And I think probably what we're going to have to do is populate it before we go out for consensus from everybody. So let's just say we've agreed on the task that this team has and the components of it. We've talked about that plenty of times. Let's just actually flesh it out before we go any further and let people have the rest of the morning or afternoon off, if that's okay.
Holly, just wanted to refer you to my comments on what I, perhaps Cheryl, for the record, I did try and ask you guys the pen holders to put something together between now and the next meeting and send it out to the mailing list.
Yep.
Because of what I see what Sala's asking for, which is why I asked, is she talking about, you know, sections 1 to 1.3.2 or not? Because that, if you put that out, that's early work. A lot's happened, including a lot of other joint meetings between now and then. If the pen holders go over that, see what else is maybe a heading that you might now pick up on based on conversations today, etc. Put that out to the mailing list. Then okay. We can all go, oh, but what about Wiki or what about whatever?
All right.
And
okay.
Then we have that as our substantive conversation going towards consensus next time we come together. But we need to be really, really careful that we ask for consensus on text prior to it going into the master template. Before that point, it really is all up for discussion and modification, I'd have thought. Okay. Thanks,
excellent.
Holly.
Okay. Now, for a final time, are there any further comments? Because we know what we've got to do, and I think everybody else knows what they've got to do, and we're going to talk to each other fairly soon. So with that, I would say thank you, for everybody, for your attention, and we will talk soon. And bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, all.
Bye, all.
Thank you, everyone. The Adobe Connect audio will now be disconnected.